start.
Of getting past it.
So, is that.
Good afternoon. I'm opening the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Public Safety. Today is April 17th, 2017, and I'm opening the work session on House Bill 5014, Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability. Mr. Bender, would you walk us through, please?
Thank you very much, Madam Co-Chair and subcommittee members. The Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability has a budget that is very simple, but also somewhat unique. And what I would like to do is, and I know that this is your first budget, for which you've had a work session this session. So what I'd like to do, with your permission, Madam Co-Chair, is just to go through the materials and sort of explain, go through the process as we go through this recommendation to show you what to expect for future, primarily for future budgets, when the material will be much more complicated and have more information in it. But what we have is, there is a memo posted on OLIS that is the recommendation memo, and I will be going through that. If there's anyone who would like a paper copy, I'm happy. I did bring some extras this time. We don't normally do that, but if anyone would like one, it looks like everyone has one or is looking online at this.
I would appreciate it. For some reason my computer
lost its connection. Very glad I brought
it.
Had
to reboot. Thank you.
Maybe I'll just hand them out in case your colleagues would like one later.
Thanks. Paper bad. I'll steal Frederick's until he gets here, and then so I can do two things at once.
For all of your agency budgets, LFO does provide a recommendation, and our recommendations are based on a number of factors. The factor that's most important for this particular budget is to work within the co-chair's budget framework that they have asked the subcommittee to work within. And that's what this recommendation does. This is going to be a very simple recommendation. There's only one change that we are recommending from the current service level. But I did want to just show you that we will all be working, you'll be working for each budget with a memo of the format that you see before you. And the format explains the changes that we recommend that you approve from the agency's current service level budget. It includes recommendations on key performance measures, and it then includes some information on the votes that you'll be asked to make. So in each case, you may either approve the LFO recommendation or modify it and approve some other level of funding or key performance measure information. But the memo begins with a table that shows the recommended funding levels and some historical information on what the funding for this agency was. Just as a reminder, the Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability, as I mentioned, is a very simple budget, and it's simple because the agency has expenses that are fairly well defined in most areas. There is a single employee. We know how much the compensation costs are for that employee. There are some services and supplies, office expenses, state government service charges, and other expenses of operating the commission. Those together, you provide an appropriation for those expenses, which are listed in the appropriation bill as administration expenses. The other item, though, that makes this agency, although small, very unique, is that its budget fluctuates a great deal. There are more fluctuations in this budget than there are in most, because the agency in the course of its work, receives complaints on judicial conduct, and then reviews these complaints. And as a matter of course, most of the complaints are not, I don't know if dismissed is the right term, but it is determined very early on that there's no likelihood that there's a violation of the Code of Judicial Ethics. So there isn't additional activity that is taken on the complaints. But occasionally complaints are found to have merit and are investigated and in some cases prosecuted. When they're prosecuted, they are brought to the Supreme Court because it is the Supreme Court that decides whether any sanctions or actions should be taken against a judge. But the costs of pursuing these cases that are taken to the investigation and prosecution stages are budgeted separately. If you look at House Bill 5014, there's a separate line item called extraordinary expenses. And these are extra monies that are limited to financing investigation and prosecution costs. I've handed out a little graph here that shows a history of the extraordinary expenses by biennium. And what you can see by looking at this is that in the current biennium, extraordinary expenses, I didn't put the numbers there clearly, but they're about 190,000 roughly in the current biennium, far exceed what they have been in the two prior biennia, because there have been some cases that have gone into the investigation and prosecution stages. If you go back to the original memo here and look at the front table, one thing you may notice is that the recommended budget of $245,939 is much below the current biennium amount, which is shown here in the second column, as $405,000. In fact, it's practically a 40% reduction. So a reasonable question is, why would the legislature want to reduce this agency's budget by 40%? That's a very large decrease. But the reason why we are recommending that you approve that particular level is we expect the costs to go down by that much. The recommendation for extraordinary expenses in the 1719 biennium, if you look at that, it brings them down more to the historic levels with adjustments for inflation, increasing those costs somewhat. And the reason is we don't necessarily anticipate there being the kind of investigations that there were this biennium. We don't have information that those are going to occur. However, if they do occur, if there are more cases that the commission finds it needs to investigate and or prosecute as well, then the agency will need to come back and request additional extraordinary expenses, as they did in 2015. They didn't initially receive the full $189,000 then. But that is the primary reason why there's such a large reduction overall. Mm-hmm. In the portion of the budget that finances the ongoing administration, there's also a reduction. And if you go back to the memo in the paragraph under the table, this basically describes the adjustments we're recommending that you make. We are recommending that for this budget, you reduce the general fund appropriation for administration, that's the ongoing costs, by $8,950 from the current service level to assist in balancing the statewide general fund budget. That's a 3.5% reduction from CSL, which is what the co-chair's no new revenues budget framework had for the judicial branch as a whole in order to help balance the budget. So that's where we're going to be going to. And hopefully when you get future recommendations from LFO on other budgets, right there under the table, you'll be able to see the adjustments summarized. In most cases, there'll be more of them on here. But these represent changes from the current service level. They're not the changes from what the agency asked for. They're not the changes from what the agency got this time around. We talk about the current service level here in the memo. And then there are specific adjustments to the current service level. that are shown in the attached table. So again, this is a table that you'll be seeing time and again as you go through budgets this session, and they will always look essentially in the same. The formats will be the same. Here we see there are three pages on this table and this budget table. Generally, they'll be much longer, but this shows here general fund, and it shows a number of things that you can find if you look back at the table on the front. For example, it shows the $405,898 figure is there right above the first horizontal line. That's the amount that was approved this biennium. It shows some base adjustments. One of the, for example, there's a number there, $21,290. That's summary of base adjustments. That will be in every budget, and what that primarily refers to is the change in the cost of paying, of compensation, in the current biennium compared to the prior biennium. So that's due to increases in salaries, benefits, PERS costs. All of that's going to go into that number and becomes part of the current service level. Then there are some other adjustments that are called out. In this case, you see some the one labeled 010, 020, 030. 010 is also costs related to personal services, i.e. salary and benefits. However, there are some that are not calculated directly in the system. Most of these are generated automatically in the system by putting in particular values that apply statewide. And then a system known as the PIC system, which stands for Position Information and Control System, allocates the cost to each particular agency based on who they're employing and what salary levels they have. There's some things that are not included in there, such as changes in mass transit tax rates and things that are generally not that large. In this case, it amounts to $891. 020 will be phase-ins and phase-outs. That's always a very important part of the budget, because if you see something in there, it means something new is happening or something was approved last session and now it has to be funded for an entire 24 months. That's usually a positive cost. If you see a negative cost like this, it means something's going away. The thing that's going away here is the extra money for extraordinary services that were applied, that were provided for this biennium only. That is removed from the current service level. You would have to add something back in again if you thought there was going to be another biennium of unusual activity. But we don't have that information now, so we're not adding that back. But that's the big reduction. 030, that's an increase in prices, in costs that are not personal services, but are other things. There are two main components here. There are all the services and supplies costs of the agency. Those are being increased by a standard amount in all agency budgets. It's 3.7% in this biennium's calculation. And then there's a separate adjustment for things that are costs that are known and are calculated separately, such as state government service charges. Those may be going up by more than 3.7% or by less than 3.7%, but we know what they are. They're in the budget, so that portion is put in directly. Those adjustments generate what's the current service level, and the LFO recommendation is for changes from the current service level. There's the 8950 that I mentioned on the page, so that gets you the number. And then there's a whole bunch of percentages that you see down there. For example, I mentioned that this budget is almost a 40% reduction from last biennium. You can see the number if you're in the front, in the column there, minus 39.4%. So I exaggerated. It's really just a 39.4% reduction, but I rounded it to 40%. Then you can see the last number, the change from current service level, and the percentage. This is what I mentioned was a 3.5% reduction.
Question? Yes, Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Bender, so do we have, maybe it's the last page. I'm probably thinking ahead, but wondering, so where does the 8950 come from?
It is in the last page, and I will go and mention that. Page 2 of 3 looks a lot like page 1 of 3, and in fact, it's identical. So you might wonder, why is the same thing put in there twice? Generally, you won't see two tables that are identical. The reason that you do in this case is because the budget is relatively simple, and it has only one program area or structure in the budget that comes out in this report. The only difference, if you looked very closely between the two, you would see that on the first page, if you look in the upper right, right before the double lines on the right-hand side, it says Judicial Fitness and Disability Commission, whereas on the second page, it says Administration. In this case, Administration is the whole agency, so these two pages are identical. In most cases, when you have a budget, there are going to be more than one program area. And the first one will always be the total, and the second one will be each program area, and it'll be different. So this is you're not normally going to see two tables that are identical, but in this case, because there's only one area of the budget, the total is the same as that area. But within each area of the budget, then there will be a page, which here is shown as 3 of 3, which shows all of the LFO recommendations. Again, this is simple, so there's only one recommendation. Future budgets, you may have a lot of these. But our recommendation here is, and this gives a little, I think, Representative, this gives the information that you were asking for, but perhaps not. Let's see what it says. It says that Package 801, that's the main package that we'll be using in all budgets, especially for adjustments to comply with co-chair budget instructions, is that this reduces general fund expenditures to assist in balancing the state general fund budget. This package reduces general fund for services and supplies by $8,950, and we recommend that you approve the recommendation. What this does mean is that the remaining budget should fully fund the costs of salary and benefits for the employee, and that the agency will need to monitor and restrict services and supplies within the reduced budget to help the state balance the state general fund budget. And unless there are any questions, that's our only recommendation for this budget.
Before Rep. Peluso and Sanchez came back, Stephen walking through this preface with, this is the format that you're going to see on all budgets that come through. I would, this is probably one of the it is the smallest that you're going to see. And I would strongly recommend that you get familiar with the format, because that's what we'll be going through when we come through with other budgets, which will be much more comprehensive than this one. So, yes, Rep. Sanchez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is, we're looking at the top, of course, is the 15-17 budget, and then recognizing how that budget went up substantially during that time. So I'm used to working with budgets, then you then increase by a certain percentage for whatever reason. And, if I'm asked to give a cut in said budget, then I would think that budget would not be working on an expansion necessarily. It would be working on a base budget. So I'm trying to figure that out.
Let me explain what happened with this agency in particular.
Okay.
This agency in particular, what you saw, the increase for 15-17 is because they had a particular case that was required a lot more dollars.
I understand that piece. That
so your base budget for them would have been that we normally do for any budget, what comes in at current service level. That's where they would have started when they started crafting this budget for the 15-17 biennium. So it does start at that point. But in order to get us going forward, because of that, and we consider for for the activity that occurred between 15-17, let's consider it as a one-time. So the dollars that were added in order to pay for the case that they were working for, or those cases that they were working on, was reduced from this base. If you go back, if you had followed some of the language that Steve used.
No, I understand that piece, I guess, but I saw the base as the 219-804.
Correct.
Right? So you did an expansion from necessary pieces. I guess I'm trying to figure out how we got to 245.
How we got 245?
245-939. Because, and I, you know, I can understand the increases, you know, for so a base salary and that kind of thing, or issues. And then this is a 0.5 FTE, yes?
That's correct.
Okay. That just, the numbers are not working for me. I guess I'm trying to figure it out how we got to
take
higher
back
than,
to the
yeah.
legislative approved budget, which is at the top.
Are you asking, are you saying that the 245 seems like a big increase from the 219? What are you saying?
Well, given the fact that we are asked to do some specific reductions, that's why it seems like it shouldn't be quite that high, given that the base was the 219.
Right.
That's what's confusing to me. I can see the increase, but I guess what I would say, if you know, if I'm looking at my budgets, if I would say I'm being asked to reduce this budget by a certain percentage, that means I can't actually do that salary increase, or something like that. That's how I would perceive it. So you need to explain to me why that would be different in this instance.
Thank you, Representative. I do understand your question. You are comparing, I believe. Trying to get a clarification of just going from the original budget that was passed to 219-804
right.
to this recommendation, and that was the original budget was the amount that was passed before the added monies were added for extraordinary
right.
expenses. The reason why the budget is going up by that amount. Is, again, if I can direct you to the table, either on page 1 of 3 or 2 of 3, since they both have the same
right,
numbers, it
right.
doesn't really matter which one you look at. But there are basically, if you look at that column, there are two positive numbers that are, you know, at least 4 digits and then 891.
Mm-hmm.
And that is $21,290 is for increases.
I understand the increases. I do understand the increases. I understand all of the pieces that were added to that, and then a deduction of the 8950. I guess my question is, why would we do that in a budget deficit? That's my question.
Right, and Mr. Leonard, you can tell me if I'm wrong. If I recall, during the previous session, there was an e-board action that, and the board themselves gave that raise previously. So
okay.
there was legislative conversation previously, so that raise actually went into effect before this budget.
Okay, well, that
but
makes
it,
sense.
It, was, it set in place a CSL and for this budget as well.
Okay.
Is that accurate?
That is.
Because I remember asking them about that.
That is accurate. The agency is an independent branch of the independent entity in the judicial branch of government, and the commission does establish the pay level for the one employee.
Mm-hmm.
And that employee was given a larger salary increase than most employees received.
And Representative Sanchez, for the record, we had quite a conversation about this issue.
I'm remembering this.
You
now.
Remember, and
yes.
And not that this branch actually embraced what they did,
mm-hmm.
But they did it, and so Co-Chair Starkey is correct. They did take that action,
mm-hmm.
And so that is part of the number here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. LFO recommendation?
Yes.
Do you recommend that
you
I do the motion, or do
no.
I just do a motion?
He doesn't recommend first, then you do the
okay.
motion.
I'll just make it sure.
Okay. So that is... that describes our recommendations, and if anyone would like to move to recommend to adopt them or to not or to modify them, this would be.
I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5014.
Co-Chair Stark moved the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5014. Is there discussion? And now I will, because we do this before going to the performance measures. It's adopted. Mr. Bender.
Okay. And again, this process, we ask you to follow for all of the budgets, including the ones that are will be more complex, is first to vote on whether to accept the basic recommendations or to modify them, then to go to performance measures and determine whether to accept them or to modify them, then to actually approve the specific amendment, and then to move the bill as amended onto the full committee. But the next step is performance measures. And I'm sorry, I didn't make additional paper copies of this, but this is found in OLIS. There's a report on key performance measures, and the key performance measures, every agency has key performance measures that the that Ways and Means approves. So agencies cannot adopt any key performance measures they desire. I mean, they can for internal purposes, but for reporting purposes, you have to approve their key performance measures. You have to approve their targets. And if they want to change any of these, they need to get your permission to do so. The key performance measures for this agency, the LFO recommendation is to continue to maintain the key performance measures that were approved 2 years ago and the targets that were approved 2 years ago. The key performance measures are the percent of commission recommendations forwarded to the Supreme Court that are upheld by the Supreme Court, the percent of judges prosecuted by the commission who are not exonerated, the percent of stipulated agreements unchanged and approved by the Supreme Court, the percent of prosecutions completed within 2 years of first review through date of final commission action before the Supreme Court, and then the standard customer service KPMs. I do need to let you know that these KPMs have been and targets have been in place for some time. We are not recommending any changes. However, note that the agency has not been tracking or providing data for these KPMs since 2008, that some of them have, there really haven't been instances that could be tracked because there weren't cases that actually went on to the Supreme Court in all biennia. So the ones that specifically reflect that could not, weren't very meaningful, but in other cases, such as the percentage best practices met by the board, these have also not been reported. This has been a situation with this particular commission for some time. We have KPMs, but we really aren't getting reports back from them.
Okay.
I believe it's staff. I think, again, that some of the issues relate to there's no activity to report. Because there haven't been cases that have gotten to the Supreme Court. In other cases, I think it is the agency hasn't been doing so because of workload. I don't really know.
Well, perhaps that going forward that we should ask the agency to respond and to report. I understand that we probably, there rarity that you have cases going to the Supreme Court, unlike this last case that they had, but just the mere fact that they do have cases, that those cases are what they do should be reported in their key, you know, when they come before their hearings on budget. I would think that that would be an easy ask. I don't know why that would be so difficult to do. Mm-hmm. And I hear Mr. Chair, would you like to come up? We don't normally do this during work session, but.
I'm here at your disposal. Thank you, Chairman, or Chairperson Winters, members of the of the committee. I'm James Egan. I'm over at the Court of Appeals, and I'm the chair of the commission at this time. So Mr. Bender is absolutely right. First of all, there's not a lot to report. We did have two cases in the last biennium, and that kind of threw things out of whack. In addition, during that period of time, and I got to tell you, it was just horrific, the amount of workload that, we cast upon our executive director, Ms. Isaacs, who is here to, answer your questions if you must. But she's already admitted to me, and I believe this to be true, it's just a matter of technical skill with regard to the KPMs and getting that reporting going. So we have a commitment on the commission. We'll go ahead and make sure that, we're tracking that and that we're making reports on a regular basis. And I think that'll pick up our numbers quite substantially. So I appreciate your concerns, and I think that this is a correction that we can make.
I appreciate that should happen, and I wasn't aware that this wasn't taking place,
yeah.
Or I probably would have asked this a few biennials back.
I'm not unaware of that. I've been coming for the last biennium, so I'm. But we're gonna fix the
all
problem
right.
here.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Anything else from the members of the committee?
Yeah.
I just appreciate y'all taking time to listen. So thank you.
Mr. Bender.
Thank you. There, if there aren't any more questions about KPMs. This would be a time if anyone wanted to move recommendation to accept the recommendation or to make any modifications for the KPM recommendation.
I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Co-Chair Stark recommended that we approve the recommendations of the key performance measures. Is there a discussion? Is there objection?
Was that an objection?
I didn't have an objection necessarily. I just think we should have a timeline for getting those. I mean, that's, I don't know. I'm just
well,
used to working
they
like
report,
that.
They report their KPMs, you know, through the budget cycle.
Which apparently hasn't happened.
Which hasn't happened. We could, if this body so thinks it, have them come back during the next, she needs to have time to compile her information, come back to the next session and maybe report. I reported, we don't actually do this in off session, so perhaps report it to judiciary, and I see the judiciary chair is there. If that's if he's agreeable. And I see them having a okay. That's
so you're saying 2018
2018 session. To report back to the judiciary House Judiciary Committee. Okay. Thank you. I think I already hit the.
We'll get it in there.
Bill so noted. Mr. Bender.
Based on the actions of the subcommittee, LFO recommends the LFO recommendation that you've agreed to is for a budget of $245,939 general fund and one position, 0.50 FTE. This is actually reflected in the Dash 1 amendments, which have been posted to OLIS, and adoption of those amendments would be consistent with your earlier vote.
Co-Chair Stark.
I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments, the House Bill 5014.
Co-Chair Stark moves the adoption of the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 5014. Is there an objection? If not. Mr.
And finally, LFO recommends that House Bill 5014, as amended by the Dash 1 amendment, be moved to the Ways and Means Full Committee.
Co-Chair, sir.
I move House Bill 5014, as amended, to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
It has been moved that House Bill 5014, as amended, to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Objection? So moved. Carrier. Co-Chair Stark.
Okay.
Flores, let's see. Gee. Representative Sanchez.
There you go.
And you can comment on we look forward to a report in 2018.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, who's the senator?
Senator Freddie.
Thank you.
I'm a very generous delegator.
Well,
Anything else for the good of the order?
No, thank you. I just would like to mention one thing that you may continue to approve adjustments to this budget throughout the remainder of the session. Typically, in the close of session bill, there are omnibus changes that affect all agencies that will most likely affect this agency as well. However, the end of session bill, you could change funding additionally, specifically to this particular agency if you so choose to do so.
Thank you. And I would recommend that you actually review this particular agency bill for process and what have you. And if you have any questions, please ask, because the others that will come before us will not be this straightforward. This is the one of the easiest budgets that this committee will have. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, ask your questions of either Mr. Bender, Co-Chair Stark, or myself in going through the budgets. I would also recommend to you that you go back, take a look at the co-chair's framework as the beginning base of which we've started the discussion, and begin as we schedule the agencies. You will have the documents that we were working from, just to reorient your mind as to some of what we heard during those hearings, and I think that'll refresh your memory where we are. So any addition, Co-Chair Starr?
Thank you, Co-Chair Winters. And so, yeah, this was kind of like a training wheels budget for the rest. That being said, as we're going ahead, especially House side, I assume you guys, you know, Senator Winters would say the same thing, I think. If, as we're looking at the other budgets and as that framework came out today or is coming out as far as what we're looking at across the board for public safety, if you want to talk about details of any of that or have, you know, want to dig into anything, let us know. We can sit down with LFO and make sure that you guys are as included as you desire to be. So.
Any additional questions? Thank you, Mr. Bender.
Thank you.
And we will be seeing more of you. With that, we are adjourned. We will be seeing more of you. With that, we are adjourned.